My name is Michael O'Connell, and we're here with the people that are protesting in Clonmel against the closure of the barracks. And I have a lady here with a picture, and we might get to know her story.
Do you mind introducing yourself?
Well, my name is Anne-Marie Green Hanrahan. This is a picture of my dad, who was in the Kicklins barracks for over 23 years. As you can see, he served overseas. He was a great hurler as well in his day, and he just loved the army. It was in his blood. He left it for a year and thought he'd never get back there again. He encouraged us all, you know, with sports. He was mad into sports, especially with the army. He won the Fallen Plate and the hurling competitions a number of years in a row. Without the Congo, where he buried his accordion and went back 6 months later and picked it up. He told the stories about him, snakes going into their tents and they cooking them, and lots of little stories that kept us amused and in wonder for years. I don't really know what else I can tell you. If he was here today, he'd have every one of us here, which I'm sure the rest of my brothers will all turn up.
And what are you hoping to achieve today by attending the march?
Definitely to keep the barracks open, but most of all for the memories of all the past soldiers and everyone that's after being there. And they're all such nice gentlemen. I met hundreds of them through the years with my dad. Come across the town. It would only take a 10-minute walk to come across the town, but of course it would take us 2 hours. So, you know, it would be just such a shame to lose it, and especially all those people that spent their life.
Hello, my name is Michael Connell. I'm here with some of the retired members of Kicklin Barracks. Just going to ask them what they hope to achieve today by attending this march.
First of all, we would hope that they would keep it open. For the simple reason, Kicklin Barracks have done an awful lot for the community of Clonmel over many, many years, going back in history. They've brought a lot of credit to Clonmel, they've brought a lot of pride to Clonmel, and they served our town and our community extremely well. That's about all I have to say, but we'll hopefully keep it open and pray that there will be a bit of sense taken on by one or some of the people in government that will fight it. I find it very sad that it has to come to this. Thank you very much.
What would you like to achieve today?
I'm here to support the lads to keep the barracks open. The work they've done around the town and for the country and all their service overseas, and everything goes well for them. Thank you.